Yes, hello. It's Hans Odder in today, please.
No, that's good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, hi, good morning, Mr. Otter. Fareed Al-Diwani here. Did you get the letter I wrote to you last week?
I got the letter this
morning. Oh, good. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do exactly what I told you. I'm going to do last time we talked together.
Yeah.
Wait for the police decision.
But they've given it.
No, you're not quite right there. They have not closed the case yet.
Well, as my letter said, they haven't.
Have you got the letter from the police?
No, I have nothing from the police, and I will probably never have anything. But the thing is, as I've told you, I phoned the police up and they said they cannot understand why you are behaving like this, because the case is closed and when she has the time to do it, she will officially close it. But the point is, I don't know why you didn't even phone her up once in a whole year. You didn't really care about the investigation, and it was me who did care about the investigation. Me, who is supposed to be the chief tormentor and nasty person. And it's only when I got to call the police to complete the investigation that they did it. But you didn't care, did you?
We cared about the investigation the way.
Yeah, but you didn't. Yeah, but you never phoned them until I phoned you.
Okay, I don't know how often and when we have.
Never. Never.
Okay.
Once last year. And then never again. Until.
The fact is.
Yeah.
It's not closed yet.
Well, it is closed. Ring her up and ask her. Just say simply.
You rang her up.
When?
After we talked together last time.
Yeah, but did you? You
so
haven't.
You asked her to call the police, the policewoman, and ask her if the case was closed.
So why did?
And we asked her if the case closed, and she answered no, not yet. And we're still waiting for it. So when this case is closed, we'll write about it. I promised you that, and we will.
But are you going to say something like this man in England has got away with it, and he's still, and oh dear, what can we do about this nasty man who's still writing to everybody, you know, about this poor girl Heidi? I mean, you're going to do a story in her favour, aren't you? You're not going to help.
Story according to the facts in this case, and write about the decision the police does.
But are you going to write about anything about what I've said about Heidi's past? Are you going to say the reason I've sent all those letters out, because I can't get this attempted rape business and all the other allegation that against another Bergen shopkeeper of attempted rape and the AIDS business?
I can't tell you which of these details.
But can you tell me even maybe one detail? anything.
No, I don't think so. Because we're still waiting for...
Yeah.
We're still waiting for the police. And when they decide what to do in
yeah.
the case, we'll write about the decision. And before that, I can't tell you what you are going to write because I do not know yet.
Are you even going to apologize to me?
I do not know, because I do not know if there is a reason for that.
Well, because I haven't threatened to kill her son. I haven't threatened to kill her neighbors. You know, I mean, that's something I'm not going to accept. And I will wait until I see what you've written, and then I'll decide what I have to do. But this case is not over until I get some apologies and front page. Believe me, because I'm not going to have my life ruined.
I can't tell you
now. All right.
What you are going to write.
Okay.
As I told you, we are going to write about this case when it is closed by the police.
That's right.
If there is a reason for apologizing, we are going to do that. We're sure we are going to apologize.
Good, and you must explain to your readers next time round that when the hypocrisy of Heidi, when she says as if I have AIDS, you must point out everyone knows. I'm not sending books out of spite. She nearly did catch, she risked catching HIV, and those are Christian booklets, and you must explain, you must explain the reality behind my actions,
if you could. I can't tell you now.
No. All right.
In this article.
All right.
So, if you just wait for for the official answer from the police.
All right then.
We're going to write the text about this.
Okay. All right then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, good morning. Toril Sorter in today, please. Okay.
Sorter?
Yeah, hi, Toril. Farida again. Hi. Did you get that letter I wrote to you last week? So are you going to be able to write to me now? And just tell me that, you know, this case is closed so that the newspapers can...
You won't get any letter from me.
Oh.
You will get it from the police in Drammen.
Oh, in Drammen. Yeah, and do you know...
When the case is closed, you will get the letters from them.
And when will it be closed?
I don't know. I can't give it on...
I mean, have you got a phone number for them? I can get in touch with them and ask them what's going on. You know, because...
Because I have to go through the case and look at all the letters and give a message to my...
When you say letters, what letters?
The letters you are right, and the letters he
did. All right, yeah. So, the newspapers, you know, I keep telling them, you tell me the case is closed, they tell me it's not closed.
I haven't said to them that the case is closed, but I think that's, what will happen when I send it down to Drammen.
Oh, I've got you, but the thing is, you know, when is it going to happen? Because it seems it's taking too long. I mean, is it going to be months, do you think? Okay. So what about, am I going to be arrested then if I set foot in Norway? Not at all.
If you come to Norway?
Yeah.
Yes, I will arrest you then, yes.
Well, even if I go to the airport?
Yes.
Yeah, but why is that?
Because after I have told you that the proof in the case are not good enough to do something in England, as I have told you before.
So in Norway there's proof, is there?
No, but we don't want it in Norway, because we want that Haiti shall get some peace from you.
But what about some justice? She's a liar. I haven't done these things.
You say that. You don't say that.
She says I threatened to kill her son still.
Yes.
Oh, does she?
Yes, she says that, but I have no proof for that.
Yeah, but how does she say I've done it?
She said you have written some letters.
Where are they?
I don't know. See, I don't have a proof for that.
Well, that's right, because she's a sick woman and a liar. When did I write the letters and what did I... I mean, any normal person keeps these letters, don't they? If you threaten to kill someone, you keep the letters, don't you? Yeah, and what have they done with them? Yeah, that's right, because she's a bloody liar, and I wish you'd believe me for once. You know, I've written no such thing, and I want to know from her when. I mean, it seems to me that I'm going to have this little bitch properly questioned, and...
I don't need
to hear me. Yeah, but you say you're going to have me arrested if I set foot in Norway. Now, I'm the victim. I've only got in touch with her because I want some answers. And just because I want answers, because you haven't questioned her properly, then I shouldn't be made to pay for it by being arrested in Norway.
You have sent 400 letters to people in Norway.
But not obscene. When the newspapers say 400 obscene letters, what I understand by that is that I've written 400 obscene letters to Heidi.
No, not to Heidi.
Oh, so when it says 400 obscene letters, those are the reports. Yeah, that's right, but they're not obscene.
And the police in Norway don't like that you're doing this. But
there's
no proof for to have a case. So
yeah, so when the newspapers say 400 obscene letters, that they don't mean letters I've written to Heidi. They mean letters. These letters to the other people. Oh no, that's what I thought the newspapers meant. I mean, what about obscene telephone calls then? I haven't made obscene telephone calls.
No, you say that, but as I have told you before, The case had two sides.
Yeah, but if she has no telephone from 1988 to 1994, how can I make obscene telephone calls? How? If she has no telephone, tell me how I'm supposed to do this. She has a telephone now, but not between 1988 and 1994. Okay, I mean, that's easy enough to check with the telephone companies.
I have no proof in the case to have a case. And that's why I have to go through the letters, because my lawyer in Drammen wants me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When I have done that, I will send the case to Drammen. And I think that's my option, that the case will be closed.
But I'll still be arrested because the police don't like me sending out the truth to I mean, yeah, it's...
No, because you have... Haiti says that you said you will come and visit her?
Yes.
And talk to her?
Yes, that's right, yeah, because you can't do it. Yeah.
And she don't like that.
Oh, doesn't it? I don't like being accused of attempted rape. I don't like being accused of threatening to kill her son.
No, but if you are going to Norway and you try to come in contact with Haiti, then I must believe that it's a reason why you're doing that. And if the thing Haiti says is right, then when you are coming to Norway, you are in a way telling me that she's tell the truth, you see?
Yeah, but the point is, no one's given me the opportunity to talk to her about these allegations, and that's not fair. That's just not fair. If I'm brave enough to come to Norway, is not to kill her son, is it? Or kill her neighbours.
No.
Have you found me one neighbour?
But I don't take that chance,
see? Yeah. Yeah, but have you...
You say to me that you don't want to do that.
What? She's saying that I maybe want to kill her son. Is she saying that? Okay, I'll never forgive her for this. I'll tell you something. I'll never forgive her for this. If that's what she's saying, have you spoken to her son?
No.
No.
He's still a little boy.
Oh no, he's 10. He's
still a little boy. Yes.
Yeah, he's okay. He's still a little boy, but you can still at least speak to him. He's not in a court of law.
He said that you have sent some letter with him. Yeah, discussing this before.
Yeah, but where are the letters, for Christ's sake? You...
As I had told you before, I can't find the letters.
Well, there we are. Well, ask her. Go back and ask her.
Yes, I have asked her. She said the letter is at the police in Bergen, but the police in Bergen don't have the letters.
Why not?
That's why I'm closing the case, you see?
Yeah, so if the police in Bergen don't have the letters, you must tell Heidi they don't have the letters.
Yes, you know that.
Yeah, because she's a liar. They don't exist.
Yes.
I never did.
But you are not a criminal because you are lying, you see?
Yeah, but I'm not lying. I never wrote such rubbish.
Yes, but Heidi said the same about her, you see? You are saying one thing, she's saying another, and my job is to prove who is the right, and I can't prove that proof that
okay.
What she's saying is right. That's
yeah.
Why I'm closing the case.
Yeah, and did you ask her about the attempted rapes of me and the Bergen shopkeeper? Have you got in touch with the police about the Bergen shopkeeper?
They have no letter. Who is getting some trust with you? They have no letter where you are trusting her.
My lawyer told me that on the file in the Bergen police station, she made an allegation in December 1986 that I've attempted to rape her. Now, do you want me to send you a copy of my lawyer's letter?
Yes, but as you know, that the case in Bergen closed.
Yeah, that's right. That's another... That bloody bitch, I'm telling you something. I'll never forgive her for this. If that's what she's saying, then I'll do what I want. I can send hundreds more... Of those things, because she must be punished. There's no way she's going to get away with still maintaining. Even there's no evidence. She still bloody well lies.
Yes, but as I have told you before,
yeah.
If you are sending letters, I can't close the case.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Ah, that's a tricky situation.
She's stopping these, and she's stopping these, and I have no proof. Yes, I will close the case. Yes.
Well, I tell you something. I am so happy that I sent those letters, because she must be miserable. There must be every single hotel, shop, you know, hairdressers, clothes shops, everything under the sun. They all know about her, and I hope her rest of her life is hell. Because I'm 38 years old now, and England is a useless place for meeting women. We just go to work, we come back home. Okay, and I had the goodness to be kind to her and help her out. And this is what I get. I get just treachery all the way. I mean, you must see from her past history that, you know, of all the things she's done, that she's a bloody liar.
Yeah, but I'll
yeah.
I think that's all happening.
Well, I want some...
I can't promise you, if you're coming to Norway, that I will have contact and you get contact with her.
Yeah, then what's gonna... Well, what are you gonna do then? Then, well, why don't you just let me speak to her in front of you? Why don't I just come to Norway?
She don't want to see you.
Yeah, she's
she
a...
don't want to see you.
Yeah, she's a... What do you mean, don't want... This isn't a social call. It's a police... It's something that you should investigate with me, you and her.
Yes, but I have done, and
not with me sitting beside you.
Yes, but...
Yeah.
Why I am closing the case, yes, because I don't have any proof to say that you have done something criminal, and that's why I'm closing the case. You shall be happy for that.
Yeah, well, I hope the newspapers can, because I tell you something, if those newspapers print any more rubbish on me, then I tell you something, it's not the end of the story, and I'll ruin that girl's life. I know her life must be miserable at the moment, and it's probably ruined anyway, but I'll make damn sure it's ruined properly.
but you're ruining yours.
I'm not. I won't ruin my life. My life's ruined. Yet I live in England. It's a miserable life anyway. You know.
Well, the best thing you can do for yourself is to forget Heidi. And I have told you that many times. Because you won't come anyway with Heidi. She said one thing and that if she wants, she can do that. And you say another thing. But I have no proof.
No, but at least Sven Jensen told me that he didn't think he believed her. He did, but you can't, can you? He told me...
As I have told you before, my job is not to believe you.
Well, why does he believe me then and not you? He's a policeman.
As I told you, maybe I believe you.
Yeah.
But my job is not to believe, my job is to...
Well, okay. If she says that there are letters with the Bergen police, then I want to know where they are.
Yeah, they have no letters in Bergen who says that you trust her.
Well, why does Heidi say they have them then?
Maybe she's a liar.
Yeah, good. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, if I get another lawyer to look into this case, then as soon as he writes to you, you won't tell him anything more than you've told me, will you? He won't be able to do anything, will he, really?
What do you want him to do?
I want him to... What I really want someone to do is to cross-examine Heidi.
I have cross-examined.
Yeah, but you haven't cross-examined her properly. You didn't even have the newspapers with those allegations.
But I have the case, and I asked her about thing. I asked her about the letters where you should have taught her son to kill him.
And when did I send them? Can you tell me when? When did you say I wrote them? Some years ago, yeah, when he's two. Wonderful. What a bastard I must be to write...
Yes, but he said that, and I said, hey, if he has write some letters and you or your, what is it, her husband, her father...
Have you spoken to that stupid arsehole, her father? Have you spoken to him?
What, her father?
Yeah.
No.
Never spoken to him. Well... When I told him that Heidi was a suicide risk, you know, and told him about her abortions and everything, he put that letter into the police, okay? And then 2 years later, she did try and commit suicide. So that man, he never looked after her. He didn't give a damn for his daughter. And what I predicted came true. But he only did that because he was upset. And, you know, it just doesn't square up. I mean, she goes to the police 20 months after I last stayed with her saying that I've attempted to rape her. Okay? And the police did nothing then. And they did nothing when she went to the police saying a Bergen shopkeeper had attempted to rape her. They did nothing then. You know, I mean, it just does not add up. And she is such an absolute liar. I mean, can you tell me, is she... What does she do now? Does she go to work? She just sits at home. And has this husband of hers, has he got any children of his own? Nothing. And so, and she's not going to have any more children at 33. You know, and, you know, I just... Yeah, well, I'm sure they do want some, so we'll wait and see, but... You know, I hope she doesn't get a good night's sleep again, because she knows she's a liar. And when we all die and God judges us, you'll know for sure then that I don't threaten two-year-old babies. And how come that I go and sit on the boy when I go and see him in 1990? He sits on my lap and kisses me and tells everybody, tells all the neighbours what a wonderful friend he's met, and she lets me talk to him. I mean, what kind of a woman lets her son do that if he's threatened to kill her years before? He threatened to kill the son years before.
But you have talked to me many times.
Yeah.
And I believe what you're saying.
Well, I
As I have told you, I have no proof to do the case Heidi want to. That's why I'm closing the case.
Yeah.
And I mean, you should be happy for that, because...
well, that's the least I expect.
That's all that she can't come anyways, which what she is saying.
Yeah. Well, I think that's about as much I'm going to get from you to say she's a liar. You know, but you can rest assured. All I've done is you know, written those stuff to, it must be about 1,000 people. You know, there must be 1,000, and hopefully they will tell lots more. But I want once and for all such that evil woman to know that for the rest of her life people will know what she's all about. And if the newspapers can print rubbish on me, then I see no reason why I can't have my own source of truth sent out to the public in Norway, because that you can call my letters a newspaper.
But I mean, these have to stop sometimes.
Yeah, it does, but how can it stop when she makes these outrageous allegations?
But I mean, when the case will be closed,
yeah.
The newspaper, I think, will write about that.
And what will they say about me, though? I think they're not going to write anything nice about me. They'll just say, this madman has again escaped justice because the police have found nothing, but we still believe Heidi, and et cetera, et cetera. I just cannot believe they are going to...
That you can't blame Heidi for. You see, she can't say what the newspapers are writing.
No, well,
that's their business, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I hope they... You see, it's a bit too much for them to say they were wrong. They just don't do that, the newspapers.
But that's the business for the newspapers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't blame Heidi for that.
Well, I can certainly blame her for telling those outrageous lies.
That's because they are not writing nice things about you after the case is closed.
Yeah, it's because she's obviously, they think she's a poor little girl, and they...
Well, maybe they do that, but if the newspaper is doing that, you can't...
do anything about it, yeah.
That is because it's a free country, and the newspaper had to... Oops.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, it's Fareed here. Fareed Old One here. Hi there. I had a chat today to the Press Complaints Commission. And they told me that, first of all, the press in Norway are waiting for you, you know, the police to... today. And secondly, they told me that the press aren't interested in printing my side of the story. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, then, you know, they're worthless and horrible people, and, you know, I just can't see the justice in them waiting for you to get in touch with them so that they can write another load of rubbish.
The press do what they want.
What they want.
I can't tell them what they shall do, and you can't tell them what they shall do. They do what they want, and they write what they want.
Yeah, can you not at least, as I asked you before, at least write to them specifically on these points that you haven't found any evidence of threats to kill Heidi's neighbours or threats to kill her son? And, you know, emphasize that...
Yeah, I'm not in a position that I can do that.
But you are the police, you must...
I can answer any questions they ask me, but I can't write to them and tell them which way a case...
But I thought the whole investigation was based upon the fact that I have... had allegations made against me that I threatened to kill her son and her neighbours. Surely that's a serious matter for the police to investigate and for them to deny or deny it or prove it.
As I have told you, that point of the case was investigating in Birmingham, as I know, and that's not my problem. I had to take care of all the letters you are writing.
Yeah, that's right, lots of them. Yeah.
What happened earlier and what the police in Bergen have done, they have to answer for that. I am only taking the letters I have it.
Yeah.
And also, if you want a letter from the police in Bergen, who said that they have locked your case and don't find any evidence for going to court.
Yeah. I've given up because they won't write to me anything. I've written to them before and asked them and they won't. They Commander Krogvold said he's not going to enter into any correspondence. I would have liked something in writing about the attempted rape business, and I mean, I've told the other newspapers the reason. You know, all these letters are going to so many people because of that allegation of attempted rape. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no attempt to do this. And unfortunately, I know you're caught in the middle, but the press to me are evil, and they have to be taught a lesson. And if they can't print my side of the story, then this case will never end.
The press can print what they want.
That's right.
And they don't want to print about you.
Yeah.
They can do that.
That's right. And
I can't say to them, yes, you have to write about Farid
and
something, but...
Well, I think this is such a major issue in you know, to do with love and truth, that I think they need a lesson. And, you know, these especially Heidi, she's also complete evil, and I can't let her win. And if they don't print my side of the story, as far as I'm concerned, the press have won, because everybody in Norway seems to, you know, if it's printed, then they will think, oh, it's probably true, because they don't believe the press print such lies.
If you we have talked about these. And my I mean that people in Norway have forgot this case a long time ago.
Have forgot it?
I think so.
Yeah, but the thing is, I haven't. And
not you, but people around have done that. And when you are sending this letter, who says things about Heidi?
Yeah.
They think you're crazy.
Yeah, but I'm not crazy. I know I'm not crazy. People thought Jesus was crazy, didn't they? Many years ago, but he wasn't. But the point is, the press have to learn their lesson. That if they want to print that stuff, then... if they want to print the stuff 13 years of sex terror, when they have letters, love letters going back to 1985, which is 10 years, so at least it's 10 years. And if they don't want to print an apology, then I mean, people who think I'm crazy, ask them what I'm supposed to do. I've been nice to the press. I've given them everything. I've given them full evidence. I've written nicely. I've spoken nicely. And being nice doesn't work. So you have to use shock tactics. Huh? Well, it's interesting enough for them to...
They buy the case of Heidi, and I mean that was interesting, and if they know, shall write about the case again.
Yeah, why was it in...
Who wants remember what the standing of Arcadian
Yeah, but why did they find it interesting? Because it's all sexy, salacious, criminal stuff that everyone's going to find interesting. Obscene letters, obscene phone calls. Of course they'll find it interesting, but the trouble is it's all rubbish. I'm beginning to think that people in Norway are simple in the head. You know, any fool can understand my point of view. I mean, I've told people here and they can't believe it. You know, and I want to teach Heidi a lesson, a nice good one, and I'm afraid there's going to be a lot more stress for her because I'm getting more things coming along and doing more things, and I really want to break her back, you know. I just cannot. If you can't question her about the attempted rape while she's in the police station with you, right, and you say she doesn't mention this, then I've asked you to mention this to her.
For you that's a self-problem, but you are trying to hurt Heidi, and Heidi is not getting some letters, she is not here about the case at all, she don't hear from you, because all the letters you send to her, they come to me.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, but at least, you see, the letters that come to you come from England, but, you know, if I got someone to send letters from Norway, or Sweden, then they would get to Heidi, and she would hear about the case.
No.
Why not?
Because she has asked of all the letters she don't know who have written.
Oh, has she? Oh, so she's trying to,
She don't want to hear about you too.
At all. Yeah, that's right. Well, she's obviously, had enough.
Yes, she had enough.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, if she still tells you in the police station that I've threatened to kill her son, then she obviously is still lying, and if she's had enough, it's too bad. I can't...
But that's the case who the Bergen police station have investigated,
yeah.
And they have said that we have not.
Yeah, so can you...
go to the court of this case to close it.
Can you at least... can you at least tell the press this?
No, I can't.
Oh, well, that's ludicrous, isn't it? That is really ridiculous. Because that's the whole point, to prove that she's a liar. She is a liar.
I can't tell the press about any case
So why do people write to me and tell me that the police believe her? People have... I have, and they say they can't reveal their sources, but the police have told them. These are supposed to be...
The only thing I have told the police, I talked about that before, is that we have not... You live in England, she lives in Norway, and we have not so much evidence that we can go to the English police department and say... We want to talk to Farid about this because it's here in Norway. It's not a big crime. It isn't.
What isn't?
The case you have.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
writing letters and to people around in Norway. It's not a big crime here in Norway.
No, but what?
That's why I'm closing the case. But I have to put the case together before I send it to the. First in Drammen, and then I think it will be closed. And anything else I haven't told.
Why did the press complaints people tell me this morning that if I was living in Norway, there will be a case that I would.
I think it will be. Yes.
What?
It will be a case that you are in all the time is sending letters around everywhere.
But you just said to me now it wasn't. A serious. You said to me it wasn't a serious
crime.
Or I mean, why is it a crime for a start? Why is that a crime? It's a civil matter. It's me telling the truth, just as.
Heidi has come to us because she wants to investigate you.
Yeah, why?
Because she you have done something to her that you're not allowed to do?
Hey, what? Tell me, you've never told me before.
That's writing letters about her who you're sending around here in Norway?
Yeah.
She don't like it.
Well, I don't like...
That's
right, yeah, but I don't like being, finding out that she's lied to the police that I've attempted to rape her, when I haven't.
Yes, but that's another case.
Yeah, no, it's the same case, that's why I wrote the letters.
Yeah,
it is, I wrote those letters because I found that out. So it is the same case. Why do you think I sent those letters? Because I sent them the day after my lawyer in Norway wrote to me saying that he's found out she's gone to the police saying I've attempted to rape her. And if you asked her about the Bergen shopkeeper that she also went to the police and said had attempted to rape her, then you can build up a nice big picture that she is a born natural liar, a repetitive habitual liar who needs help.
These things about the letters is the only thing I'm investigating. And as I have told you, that's not a big enough case to go to England and ask for help. That's why the case will be closed.
Good. Will I get a letter from you?
You will get a letter from me when the case is
closed. And what do you think?
You have had a murder here.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, God. Who?
From people in a motorcycle group.
Yeah. Hells Angels.
Hells Angels and Bandidos.
And who?
Bandidos.
Who? What are they?
They a group who is not so big as Hells Angels.
Oh, so it's a gang fight.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I'm working with that, and that's why your case is taking so long.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I understand. Well, okay. I mean, what did the press Complaints Commission phone you up for this morning?
When they call?
Yeah.
About 10:30, I think.
Yeah, why do they call you? Just to...
They have asked me if I have sent the case to Drammen.
Yeah.
And what I will do with it, and I told them what I have told you.
Right, because they seemed quite angry with me. He seemed very resentful.
That is why you're calling them, and they look at it as a problem, I think.
A problem?
That you're calling and ask for things and so on.
Well, that's their function, isn't it? To investigate complaints against the newspapers, because no one else helps me.
What they want to do.
Yeah, well, having heard... I mean, I think everyone in Norway is against me, everyone.
But it's the way that the press can write, you see...
I can never forgive it.
I'm a newspaper sometimes,
and
they write things about the case I have dealt with who is not correct at all.
Well, this is ridiculous, that's disgusting. If they print, you're a policeman, and they must print exactly the truth and what you say.
Oh,
well, in that case, they're scum, and they ought to go to prison. They ought to be arrested. You ought to go around and arrest them. This is just terrible stuff. We're living in a fantasy world it's a big abuse of freedom, and I hope one day to confront these journalists myself, and then they'll be taught a good lesson, because this is just disgusting stuff. Writing about sex terror to sell their newspapers, life truth is meaningless now, and I feel sorry for you, as well, because your job is made so much more difficult. With these, I've gone on for a year now. I'm not phoning you up still pretending to be a liar. You know, I know what I've done. I know I've sworn at Heidi, and I know what I've sent. I can admit all that, but... Well, probably not yet, because I still wake up in the middle of the night with the words you know, that I threatened to kill her son, and I can't live with it. I can't, and I don't see why I should.
I don't understand why you can't live with it. When
because I haven't done it, and she's told.
Yes, but when it's a lie, that's her problem, and not yours.
Well, it's my problem because I love that little boy. And he's going to. He's probably read the newspapers, and everybody thinks that I'm a pervert. And if the press had the chance just to say, just for them to print that this was Heidi's words, and we have no proof for it. It only come from Heidi, but they didn't. They haven't printed my side or just an apology. And they're sticking by their story. They told me they believe her. And, you know, how many chances have they had to print my side of the story and just apologize once they know my side? They've had a year and they've done nothing.
They don't want to do it.
Oh, well then they have to take the penalty, don't they? I think the press are... Yeah. Oh well, I think they, you know, they're evil, and they have.
They're right.
Yeah. Well, they can't.
I've said much about the press before, and I think people will talk about the press in the future also.
Yeah.
Because the press have a right to write what they want and write it when they want it. And the only thing they have to think about is to do something, what shall I say, if they write a story that the people tell them, they can write it, but they can't mix the story.
Can't what?
They can't mix it itself, you see?
Mix?
And make it, made it.
Yeah, they can't make it up themselves, yeah. I mean, even in England, we have the Sun and the Mirror. They always print, you know, once they find out something. I mean, if they found out, you know, that Heidi found out Heidi's past, they would print it all. They would crucify her. And it's easy to find out her past because...
They don't want to
look
at it.
That's right, because I think it's a racist element as well. Anti-Muslim, anti-foreign. Because a lot of, I mean, everyone knows here in England that Norway, you know, a racist nation, very insular. You know, it's not just me saying that. It's just ordinary English people. You know, okay. Well, I guess that's it. I'll just wait.
I'll do something with the case when I come over the murderer.
All right then.
But I have told the press what I have told you, and nothing more than that.
Yeah, well, thanks for that.
Anything else?
Yeah, they're...